Focus today on the question of faith from our readings. Faith is not in the realm of a profession of faith, the creed that we will say at Mass, but faith as trust and confidence in God at all times and in all situations. A main question that arises from our readings today is, how big is your faith? The first reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk presents a situation that perhaps we can relate to. There's misery, violence all around. We cry out to God for help, and it seems that God is not listening. God doesn't care. The prophet says that in the end, a rash person is one who reacts. That person has no integrity, he says. In contrast, the just person is saved by faith. That person has trust and confidence that, as we say, God has got this. A person of faith sees beyond the present situation, as dire as it may feel, and knows inside that God is indeed present and is listening and cares immensely. Faith is a bigger trust in the greatness of God, in God who made the entire world, and this world that God made is very good. The scientist Albert Einstein once was asked if the universe is a friendly place. And his response has some spiritual maturity when he said, quote, "If we decide that the universe is an unfriendly place, then we will use our technology, our scientific discoveries, and our natural resources to achieve safety and power by creating bigger walls to keep out the unfriendliness and bigger weapons to destroy all that is unfriendly. If we decide that the universe is neither friendly nor unfriendly, and that God is merely playing dice with the universe, then we are simply victims to the random toss of the dice, and our lives have no real purpose or meaning. However, if we decide that the universe is a friendly place, then we will use our technology, our scientific discoveries, and our natural resources to create tools and models for understanding that friendly universe, because power and safety will come through understanding its workings and its motives." End quote. In the gospel today, the apostles ask Jesus to increase their faith. And their faith will certainly increase as they stay the course and accompany Jesus through the remainder of his life, his passion, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. They will come to know Christ crucified and that his love is greater than the fear of death. The only apostle who did not was Judas. That indicates that there are perhaps two types of people. People who live out of a mentality of scarcity, where they are always fearful that there will not be enough. And when you live out of this space, you will always be protecting, always guarding your little group or your little piece of the pie. The attitude is that there is never enough. But that's not the nature of faith. Jesus came to introduce us to a world of abundance through trust and confidence in the ultimate goodness of God. People of faith see the big picture, that God is always present and that life and our reality is good. The saying goes, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Faithful people do not live a fear-based life. They live out of a spirit of abundance. And these people of faith can do wonderful and seemingly impossible things, such as uproot a mulberry bush and move it into the sea. Faithful people know that more grace is always available.